So here's the thing. Crypto brokerages, and this is something I like to talk about, crypto brokerages will fail because they are ultimately backed by nothing. This is seriously important, and it's something that people don't talk about enough. But crypto brokerages are not backed by a single thing. And this is like what I don't get more than anything, is how can a company have a billion-dollar valuation or billions of dollars in valuation when it's backed by nothing, when it's backed by something that has zero intrinsic value? And this is why I think that things like Binance, like I firmly believe Binance is going to go under. I think pretty much any crypto brokerage is going to go under. And it's so funny. I heard about FTX's revival as if this is good news, by the way. It's not. It's going to go back under. It's going to go bankrupt again. You want to know why? Because crypto is not worth anything. And people are starting to realize this. And hey, guess what? All you people who are pumping up the price of Bitcoin, can I just give you a shout out? Thank you so much, by the way. Because what you've done is you've not only made me a little richer, because my Bitcoin exposure that I have, it's now multiplying in the amount of gains that I have through Bitcoin. But guess what else you've done? You've also allowed me to buy the BITI. BITI. It's the Bitcoin short ETF. You've allowed me to buy that at an even lower price than usual. So thank you. I want to give you all a big shout out for allowing me to get richer. So the more you pump up Bitcoin's price, the richer I get naturally. Because the reason I bought Bitcoin at lower prices was because I knew this would eventually happen. You all end up pumping up Bitcoin thinking that it's worth something when it's not. So I'm fine in the end. I love it. But yeah, I keep buying the BITI as the BITI goes down in value, because the BITI is the inverse. The BITI is the inverse of the, let me rephrase that. The price of the BITI is basically the inverse of the price of Bitcoin. So for example, if Bitcoin goes up 2% in a day, what does the BITI do? It goes down about 2% in a day. If Bitcoin goes down 2% in a day, what does the BITI do? It goes up 2% in a day. Simple math, easy money, baby. But yeah, no, I really love buying into the BITI just because I don't believe in Bitcoin one iota. I think Bitcoin is absolutely and utterly worthless. People who think it's worth anything, I mean, you know, good on you if you really do think it is worth something. I think it's fool's gold more than anything, and I just don't know how people really think it's worth anything. And I just hope people kind of grow up or something. I don't know. I just don't understand the Bitcoin bros. But anyway, what am I trying to say? What am I trying to do? No, the whole goal is I'm always looking for ways to maintain wealth. And I think one way to do it, I do like playing like a hedge fund. And that's what 20% of my portfolio is playing like a hedge fund. Checking my show notes real quick. I always love checking these show notes just so I don't forget anything. Let's see. What else is Daddy dying about? Yeah, but yeah. Here's the thing, man. Crypto brokerages will continue to fail since they are backed by nothing at all. Nothing of real substance. There is no substance behind what Bitcoin or any of the cryptocurrencies are. It's not backed by anything of true value. There's some utility, but it's only in the digital universe. And truth be told, you're only owning a piece of an algorithm that technically is controlled automatically through a cryptographic algorithm. So I don't know. The whole thing is, it's cool. But it's also, I do believe the concept is cool. I don't believe Bitcoin is worth $1 trillion. I think it's ridiculous. Oh, it's crazy. I just got some news here real quick. So the Cowboys versus 49ers ticket prices. So comes at a price to see the Dallas Cowboys play the San Francisco 49ers in the Bay. Oh, wow. $18,000 is the most expensive ticket for the San Francisco game. San Francisco versus Dallas. And then the cheapest ticket is going to be $405. Wow. Oh, my goodness. I'm pretty sure it's sold out. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of resellers. I'm sure there's a lot of scalpers. Honestly, if I had access to tickets early, I would be scalping them early too. I probably would be too. I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm selling all the tickets, man! Selling all the tickets." Yeah, but yeah, no, it's gonna be a hell of a game. My prediction, if you guys want to hear it, is San Fran is gonna win it all. I think they're gonna go to the Super Bowl and win it. I just think that Mike McCarthy is too much of a dumb shit of a coach to actually coach a team to a Super Bowl. Now, he did it with Aaron Rodgers one season. I don't know if it's luck or if, I don't know. I'm just not a big Mike McCarthy fan. I think he's an overrated coach. I don't know what Jerry Jones sees in Mike McCarthy, but hey, you know, whatever. Also, I still think Dak is pretty overrated. I think the Dallas Cowboys themselves are overrated. The defense is beautiful for Dallas, but don't count on, I really just don't see Dallas winning at all. But hey, I could be wrong. And Dallas probably needs these haters like me. So, you know, hopefully Von Knight, my boy, hopefully he wins it all with his Cowboys. But, yep, I'm excited, man. Anyway, what else was I going to say? Got to check my show notes, man. That's why I do show notes, so I don't lose track. I get off topic way too quickly. But yeah, crypto brokerages are going to fail. It's really all there is to it. How could they not? Like, how can they not, man? Think about this. Really think about this in your heart of hearts, your soul of souls. They're brokerages that hold. I can't even call it an asset. It's not. They're brokerages that hold tons of liabilities. Crypto's a liability. Don't fool yourself, by the way. Crypto is a liability. So all these liabilities are being held and all that. It's just, I don't know, it's ridiculous. But hey, I just want to let you guys know for now, I finally decided that now that FTX is probably going to go out of bankruptcy, I'm going to have to remove the FTX logo. I know. I didn't think this day would come either. But I'm doing it. I'm pulling the plug on FTX right now. Just now you see it. Now you see it. And now you don't. It's a sad day for the world. No more FTX on my show. I'm going to miss that logo. I'm going to miss what it represented. Fraud. I still don't know what FTX actually stands for, to be honest. And you know what? Neither did anybody else. Anyway, thank you, Sam Bankman Fraud. I love you, bud. I miss you. And I miss you. And I want you. Crawling underneath my skin. I need to listen to more Nick Lachey. Anyway, later, everybody. Hee hee.